got a bit of breaking news here right now. This will come as a complete shock to you, but Bernie Sanders supporters know pretty much nothing. Not really breaking news, is it? Kind of something you already knew. I get it. But Bernie Sanders supporters don't seem to have a good grasp on, well, much of anything. My next guest, Dr. Michael Bussler, is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you? It's always my pleasure to be here.
Always great to have you here, sir, as you wake up on the Jersey Shore there. Give me an idea. How is it that, that so many people know so little about so much?
Well, I'm not sure they're really interested in finding out much about it. Bernie Sanders, as you know, has a very socialistic position, and they hear from him free health care, free college tuition, and a lot of other benefits. And to people, to many people, that sounds very appealing. What they don't realize, I think, is that, of course, nothing is free. Doctors aren't working for free. College professors aren't working for free. So when they say it's free, it means somebody else is paying for you. And of course, if somebody else is the government, and the government doesn't have any money, all they have is what they take from taxpayers, which means taxpayers will be paying for that. I tell my students that free tuition is probably the most expensive thing you'll receive in your life. And they say, well, why is that? And I say, well, for 4 years, you're right, taxpayers will pay tuition for you. When you graduate, though, you'll get a job and you'll become a taxpayer. So for the next 40, 50 years, you'll be paying taxes so that other people can go to college for free.
For free,
so what seems like
unquote, yeah.
free to you.
Well, yeah, you also look at Bernie Sanders. I think that part of his appeal has gone away because in 2016, he ran as the outsider, right? He ran as the guy that was on the outside looking in. But a lot of stories now, we all know that Bernie Sanders has not one, not two, but three gorgeous homes. His wife pretty much crushed Burlington College and may have done some inappropriate things there. And Bernie Sanders is a multimillionaire. And it was very telling to me here recently when asked about his money on the Fox News town hall event. He said, well, yeah, I've made a lot of money. I had a best-selling book. Yeah, Bernie, that's how it works in America. You do something great, you get rewarded for it. It's called the free market. And I'm like, I was so blown away by that comment. It made me laugh out loud, Professor, because it is so absurd that he would be so dishonest, I suppose.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you look at every one of the Democratic candidates running for president who espouse these socialistic ideas, all of them are very wealthy people. And they became wealthy, as you know, because of the free market system and the way it works. You make a contribution to the system. The contribution has value and you're paid accordingly for that.
That's right.
So all of these that espouse socialism don't really practice what they preach.
Maybe that's why Nancy Pelosi is a little slower to get on the old communist bandwagon. She's worth more than $100 million. Elizabeth Warren worth somewhere around $15 million. And you go through the list. There are some that are worth less. But by and large, if you go through Congress, you find many decamillionaires, many multimillionaires that have found their joy in the free market system of America in the form of great payments, as you've mentioned. And yet, we have all of these kids that don't seem to understand that. So what I want to ask you this is, Professor, when I was young, I guess it's still true today, I was always curious, had lots of questions to ask, wanted to know why, didn't just accept what I was told. I always said, well, why is that and why is that? To the point that I probably aggravated my parents a lot and school teachers a lot. But why are kids, they seem to have no curiosity whatsoever. If it's said on Facebook, oh, that's true. Are they lazy? What are they?
Well, a lot of people refer to the young today as the entitled generation.
Yeah.
And maybe because they've been given so much, they expect just to be given everything. When they get out in the real world and they learn that you're only paid according to how much you contribute to the system, they'll learn very quickly that things just don't come free. And whenever you talk about giving something to somebody for free, somebody else has to pay for it. And while they're receiving some of these benefits, they think it's a great idea. once they start having to pay for them, they may change their view. To go back when I was in college, I mean, I went in college years ago, where I was liberal back then. I thought, well, the government should do this, and it's a shame people have to live like this, and the government has a responsibility. So I favored all these things. Then I got out in the real world, started working. I thought I was doing okay, and I kept looking at how much taxes they were taking out of my paycheck. I said, well, all these things that I was advocating for and protesting about is now coming out of my paycheck. Well, maybe this is not such a good idea. Maybe people should learn more individual responsibility rather than looking for the social responsibility. And if we did that, I think we'd all be much better off.
Well, you make a great point there. Dr. Michael Busler here with us from Stockton University in New Jersey. When in Canada recently, I took the time to speak to a couple of folks living there about their healthcare system, which they find to be inferior, by the way, with long wait times and bad things that happen often. But I asked them specifically about taxes. Everybody I talked to, more than 50% of what they earn is taken away by local taxes, provincial taxes, federal taxes, the PST, the GST, all of these taxes, more than 50%. And I think about that and I go, I mean, we talked to one woman who had a second job just so she could pay enough in taxes so she could actually have enough to live the way she wanted to live. It's absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Yes, you know, I'm very familiar with this. My wife is Canadian, born in Montreal. And a few years ago, when my father-in-law was talking about the socialized medicine, and he too had complaints, mostly because of long wait times to have virtually anything done. But he thought that socialized medicine was a good idea. I said, well, let's sit down and add up how much you pay in taxes. Now, he's a middle income earner, not a wealthy man. You bring up 50%. When we added up everything he pays, it was 62% of his income went to taxes. So I said to him, well, wouldn't you rather keep more of your income and pay for your own programs? And he sort of thought maybe that did make sense.
But 62%. That's mind-blowing. That's absolutely mind-blowing. And they're okay with it because they've been conditioned to think that it's the best way to go, when really I know more about my health care, the education of my children, what kind of household I should live in, what kind of vehicle I should drive. These are decisions I should make for myself. I don't need the government making those decisions. Professor, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, so I think these young people should become a little more informed about exactly what they're asking for. What seems like something free now will end up costing a lot more in the future. One very last point. America, as you know, went from the birth of a nation to the number one economy in the world in about 150 years. Faster than countries that were hundreds and sometimes thousands of years older. We did that because we emphasized individual freedom, individual responsibility,
correct,
low rates of taxation, and limited role for government, exactly opposite to what socialism is offering.
Exactly right. Dr. Michael Busler, PhD, public policy analyst, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Thank you as always, doctor.
Thank you, Steve. My pleasure to be here.
It is 41 after on a Friday. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.